Send them I don't want to do something that's always somebody else's responsibility. Certainly we could do this or they could do that, and we just want to dismiss the opportunity that's before us. And what Jesus is offering them is an opportunity to grow in compassion, an opportunity just to do what they ought because they care. And we say, well, just send them away. An opportunity to give. But the answer to them, you give them something to eat. And the response is, obviously, Jesus wasn't listening. And they said to Jesus, it would take half a year's wages. Can we go and spend that much money on bread and give it to them to eat? There's always a reason not to show compassion. There's always a reason not to give to those that are hurting. And Jesus said to them, how many loaves do you have? And here's a telling thing, they don't know. Even before they surveyed to find out what they could do, they were passing off the need of others to somebody else. So it says, go and see. And when they found out, they said, we have five loaves and two fish. No doubt they felt good about that. Why would they feel good about it? Because they realized they didn't have the resources to feed. And Jesus would see that their inadequacies would lead them enough not to show compassion. I can't do everything, so I won't do anything. I can't make someone who's so sad and so down and so depressed and so whatever. And I can't fix them, so I won't show caring. I won't do what I can do. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups and put them on the chasm. I don't know how to put this picture. Becky was saying, oh, there's more people in here. And he breaks it down to 50 to 100. And typically, if you really didn't want to search the money, you keep them all in a mass group. It's harder to cast money. And he sets them up to be fed. And then taking the five loaves and the two fish, and here's the cool thing, five loaves, two fish, they're inadequate to the need. And what does he do? He says, he looked up to heaven. And he gave thanks. The great word is, where do we get eulogy from? Thanksgiving. If you were to read through the different feasts of the Hebrews of the Israelites, like Passover or Seder, when they give thanks, they are thankful for what they have. But the bulk of the prayer is thankful for who has given them what they have. When they give thanks, it was a small time of giving thanks for what they had. But the majority of the time was giving thanks for who to another version. Suppose I tell this trusting God that he told someone with a cheek to go get him out. And their cheek came. Suppose they told that to someone with a boat to come. And no boat came. Suppose he told it to something with a helicopter, and no helicopter came. And suppose God told the person with the boat, the person with the jeep, the boat and the helicopter to go and help, and they did not. We, in the presence of God, look at the jeep, we got the boat, as we realize we're living on blessings, God, that sometimes we just say, well, maybe we even hear that someone might have a cheat and we say, forget that fellow. It's not worth saving. But you see, Jesus had compassion and he couldn't keep it. But he calls us out of compassion and won't. The second basket is the basket that's used later in Acts when they fall You still don't understand. You still don't get it. Jesus is. I think the source of inspiration